Hey everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, I'm here with the Greg Wilson.
Hey.
Oh, Greg Romero Wilson.
That's right. Either one. You know what I mean? Because in many ways, I am still the Greg Wilson.
Yes.
You know, but at the same time, I'm Greg Romero Wilson. I mean, I'm not, yes. You know, I mean, they're the same guy.
Right, exactly.
So I don't mind either way.
Right. So I want to thank our sponsor, Speedweed. Listen, people, marijuana is legal in California. You can get it delivered wherever you are. Okay, wherever you are, they will come to you and they deliver everything from vape pens to CBD oil to everything to like marijuana. They have marijuana beef jerky to marijuana gum.
That's crazy what is THC, marijuana, everything.
Everything. CBD, and the CBD oil, I've been taking it, has been helping me out a lot. Okay, just with pain. I've been doing Muay Thai. My feet are I'm not kicking right. They're all bright red. Everything's in pain. And I take this stuff, and I'm telling you, it makes me feel so much better. So I strongly, strongly recommend it. So check it out. Make sure you take it. And they're good people. They're really, really good people. Also, I mentioned Roasted. You get $10 off, $100 or more. Don't go to a dispensary and get in your car and possibly just wait all this time and spend all this money. And then they give you, hey, want to taste this one? But the bud tenders are hot and they're getting you to taste stuff. And next thing you know, you're getting your car and you get a DUI. Okay? There's no bueno. All right? Trust me on this one. Order it.
No bueno.
Also, Santa Cruz Medicinals. They make potent lab-tested CBD formulas. They're 1,000 milligram CBD-infused coconut oils, amazing to add to your coffee. I put it in my coffee, and I'm like, whoa, my day just got better, okay? I feel better. And they're olive oil. My wife cooks olive oil. We make chicken. We make steak with this. And it's just, the food tastes better. I'm more relaxed. I'm a happier human being, okay? All kinds of stuff helps me with pain. And this stuff is gluten-free, sugar-free, lab-tested, and affordable. Use the code MMA Roasted for $5 off your order. They also have a new vape pen, and it's really, really good. Okay, I've been using it, and they don't fuck around. It's not just cheap stuff. They have a CBD face mask. It's a clay mask. Okay, you put it on your face, and it helps inflammation and redness, and it helps you look better. Okay, they also have a CBD infused vaporizer.
I should probably get that.
You should.
I should.
I'm telling you. Check them out. Follow them at Santa Cruz Medicinals. Follow them on Instagram. And also, if you mention the code MMA Roasted, you get $5 off your order. So I just got back. We're talking about I was in Miami, Oklahoma. I thought it was Miami. It's Miami.
Of course it is. Because they're country. What are you going to do? They pronounce things weird.
So I was in Miami, Oklahoma.
Can I tell you something? When my family first moved to Texas when I was a kid, I go to school and I come home and I'm like, no, Dad, I want a football that's genuine leather. He goes, what? I go, genuine leather.
Like the R&B singer?
And he goes, what? Who told you to say it like that? He goes, that's the way my teacher says it. Yeah. It's genuine leather. He goes, the word is genuine.
Genuine leather, yeah.
But they say genuine. Like, I mean, it's the South. They just do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no. So the shows were good. They were funny. It was fun shows. The club was awesome. But it was like, there was one show where there's a couple in the front. And actually, a couple and their daughter. And yeah. And I was like, oh, you guys married? And then she's like, oh, he's my fourth husband. Right, that was. I go, okay. I go, you know, watch what happened to the first three. You know, what happened there? And then the girl there, the daughter,
she was like, they're still my cousins. We're divorced, but we're still related.
The daughter, who was like in her 20s, you know, she had a tattoo that said Roberto or something, right? So I go, where's Roberto? And she's like, oh, he's in jail. I go, okay, what is he in jail for? She's like, having a gun in California. I go, okay, all right. Well, I'm like, do you visit him? The conjugal visits? She's like, I'm not allowed to because I was in jail too.
Huh?
I go, what were you in jail for? She's like, oh, selling drugs. So I'm like, okay, all right.
What a crowd.
So then I go, anybody have tattoos? And then the couple said, oh, yeah, I have you and me on my boob. And then the husband was like, and I have me and you on my boob. And then I go to the daughter, do you have me and 6, 4, 7, you know? And then she's like, no, actually, it's 5-5. She knew exactly.
She knew the number. No, it's inmate 5-5-8-9-3-4-6. Yeah.
So that was my time in Miami. But it was fun. It was a fun show. Came back, drove back, took two flights. Actually, on the way there, I'm sitting there and, you know, I'm tired. I stay up all night. I had a, actually, it was a, a red eye. I had a show at like, I don't know, 8:30 at the Ice House, and then drove right from the Ice House to the airport, and then I had a layover in Houston, and I get on the flight, and there's like this guy gets next to me, and I can tell there's open seats, so I go over to those seats, and of course, like as I'm there, they keep, oh, this seat's taken, so I go back, and the guy's like,
was this Southwest?
No, it was like Delta or something. Okay. But these people weren't in the seats. And then the guy's like, oh, man, I thought my last flight was small, you know? But now he's in my, he's like hanging over. Like, here's the seat cushion. Oh, he's all the way. And I'm like, and now do I like nudge him, you know? Because he's clearly not even like on half the seat rest.
Like, he's fully into your seat.
He's over my seat, right?
That's the worst.
So I was going to like start like, I'm like, what the fuck am I taking Muay Thai and Jiu-Jitsu if I can't get this guy out of my seat, you know? Yeah. So I start to kind of take my hand and push his hand, and I look over and I see on his arm has SS, the Nazi sign.
Oh boy.
Tattoo.
Yeah.
On his arm.
Right.
And now I'm just like, ugh. So now I'm just pissed. Like,
and you're just a Nazi sympathizer. Like, oh wait, no, you're Jewish.
That's right. Now I want to go to sleep, but now I can't.
Dude's all in your shit.
He's in my seat and he's a fucking Nazi. You know, but I did take a picture of it. You want to see a picture of his hand?
Yeah.
Because then I posted it and people were like, that might just be the Cub Scouts or something. Or I'm like, no, I think this was a Nazi sign.
They were like, no, maybe you played strong safety in high school.
Strong safety. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right.
I'm pretty sure he's a white supremacist.
Yeah. And then people were like, that's definitely a jail tattoo or something. Or if,
sometimes you got to do that to survive in jail.
So, yeah, but then why not get it covered up?
Get it covered up. Well, maybe he plans to go back to jail.
I mean, how much is it to cover it up? Like, seriously.
No. No. Clearly he believes in it.
Ugh.
So and, that kind of energy is emboldened right now.
Right?
It really is. He used to hide it. He would have worn sleeves 2 or 3 years ago.
That's what my dad said.
No, that's exactly right. But now it's out there.
Yeah.
You know, because we have, what we have.
Ugh. So how are you doing? What's going on with you?
Okay, couple of things. Number one, remember I told you about the fight that broke out of my shows in Phoenix and then I riffed about it for 45 minutes?
Yes.
I finally posted that video. I finally re-edited. But it's a straight through video. It's not like I edited the video content. I edited the view so that, the sign of the club wasn't showing. So, but that's up now on my YouTube page. You can see this ridiculous thing that happened. Now you can't see the fight. You can hear it. You can see everybody reacting to it, but nobody, of course, people weren't focused on adjusting the camera. They were focused on breaking up the fight.
Right.
So, but you see it all, it all happens and you see me on stage and my reaction and me scrambling around like, do I leave? Do I stay? And I'm like, I'm staying. And then I riff about it for 45 minutes, driving the audience wild. I'm slamming beers. I'm hitting the cymbal. Everything. It's a crazy, crazy set. So that's now on my YouTube. Just go to YouTube, Greg Romero Wilson.
Okay.
So that's up. That's exciting. Now, last week, I was scheduled to be at the HaHa on Thursday. And then remember Josh Wade? He was having birthday drinks on Friday. I was supposed to go to that.
Yep.
And then on Saturday, I was supposed to do the late show, The Down and Dirty, at the HaHa Cafe.
Right.
Two things happened. One, first, I got sick on Wednesday. And it was one of those ones where I knew, I'm fighting it with the emergency and the Zicam and doing everything I can. But, of course, the key is to rest. The key is fluids and rest and not doing shit. So, first, I have to cancel on the HaHa for Thursday, day of Thursday. I thought I was coming out of it on Thursday, and actually, that was the day that I was actually sick.
Okay.
So, I would call him, I'm sick, and I'm sorry, let me out of Thursday. And Terry's like, fine, okay, Greg. So, I'm out of that. Okay. Then Friday comes and then Summer reminds me, you can't do the show on Saturday. We bought costumes. We've had plans to go to our friend's big costume party on Saturday for over a month. And I'm
but it's your show though. It's your job.
I know, but we had made these plans over a month ago. I fucked up.
Yeah, but this is your show though. It's your Saturday
call,
show.
I know. So I had to call her again and be like, not only can I not do Thursday, but I'm not going to be able to come on Saturday as well. Oh boy. Doghouse City. But it was either be in the doghouse with Terry or be in the doghouse with Summer. So I chose to be in the doghouse.
But your show's late. You couldn't go into the party first? And then
not really, because the party didn't start till 9 and the show was at 10:30. So I had to back out of the show. And so they were not happy about it. And then because we were just getting over being sick, we didn't stay very late at the party. We left the party at 11:30.
She'll forgive you.
I was home and in bed by midnight. So I didn't perform. I didn't go to his thing on Friday. Stayed home from all of that. that. I had two things I was supposed to go. Didn't go to any of that. Just stayed home. And then finally we went out on Saturday for a little while. And on Sunday, Wynn had a show at the Improv and fucking super crushed it. Dressed as Mario. That's it, because I already have the Mario face. Dressed up. So all those pictures are up on my Instagram, but it's a private account. You have to ask to be a part of it, because some of you are fucking creepers and say stupid shit. So it's a curated account now. But if you want to see them, they're on my Instagram.
You know what annoys me, though, about this Halloween? I get it. Halloween's on a Wednesday, but do people have to get dressed up on Friday and Saturday and Sunday?
That's the thing. I'm wearing it the whole time. I paid $50 for this costume. I'm wearing it.
You're in your 40s, man. Come on.
Who cares? Some people love it. Listen, you don't have to do it, but that doesn't mean other people can't.
I know, but it's annoying.
But how much does your wife wish you did?
She doesn't.
Oh, she doesn't care. That's doesn't very care. Unusual.
She doesn't care. And she wants tomorrow night, she wants to dress up. I'm like, tomorrow night we'll do it. She has me as Prince Charming, and the girls, our daughter, is Snow White or something.
That's adorable.
Yeah, that I'll do.
Is she going to be the witch?
No, I don't know what she's doing. But that's Wednesday night. We're doing it Halloween.
Dude, listen, here's the thing, though. The parties were on Saturday night. So you get to wear those costumes Saturday through Wednesday, my man. That's the way it goes.
I don't know. I think
You know what I mean? If it was on Thursday, then all the parties would be on Thursday and no one would get to wear them any weekend.
I don't know, man.
But I love it. I wear that. And that's like, don't get me wrong. When I wore it to the Improv on Sunday, I was the only person in costume. But that was the fun part about it. I knew no one else was going to be in costume. And then I went up there and fucking rocked that show. Fucking had a blast. And then Craig showed up. Craig Robinson showed up. And he actually went up and played the Mario Brothers tune on the theme song on the...
That's awesome.
He knew it from memory, played it, like figured out the notes like in his mind, and went up there and played it on the piano and brought me back on stage to like jump around and fucking do the whole thing.
So
it was wild. The audience went wild.
So let's talk. Since our last show, Ben Askren, they made the trade.
So wild. Has there ever been an MMA trade?
I don't think so, but I like it. I like it for a lot of reasons. Number one, Demetrius Johnson, I think, is awesome, but I think that Askren creates a certain excitement. And they should have just got Askren anyway. I mean, that's
totally. The fact they left him out there for someone else to take, that's on
them. I get why he did it, though. They were offering him a lot less money than he would take, and go where the money is.
The money is.
Askren doesn't have anything to prove.
Go where you're booked.
So. By the way, Bubba Jenkins.
Bubba Jenkins! Is here. There he is. Hey, look at
Bubba
Dream. Oh my God.
Jenkins and Dream.
What's up, little man?
What's going
look
on?
Yeah, boy, look at that.
What is
that dad's
going
attitude,
on?
That's for sure.
So hold on.
Okay, let's get you that microphone. Let's get it. But I think that's what it does. I think even though it's a tacit approval, I think in many ways it says, hey, you know what? These are legit fight leagues, and they've taken up some really good fighters, and we're willing to make a move to demonstrate that.
Well, Ben Askren should have been there a long time ago. The guy's a two-time national champion, Olympian wrestler, undefeated, Bellator champion. You can't say enough about this guy. He's insane. He's so good. The thing is that I get a little nervous that maybe they got him a little too late. Maybe he's 34. Maybe he's not the same fighter he was at 29. That's my neurosis. But then I think, you know what? Askren has not shown any signs of taking any damage.
Right.
He's never been hurt in a fight.
Right.
He's never been rocked, never been knocked out, never been put to sleep. And he's a guy that doesn't do drugs, doesn't drink, as far as I know, takes care of himself, always stays in shape.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, 34... I think he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Well, and that's the thing. They left this door open.
Yeah.
They left this door open by not paying their fighters very well and giving them too much time between fights, not developing enough guys, making their stars fight too frequently, you know? So I think they absolutely left the door open for this to happen. And I mean, I think maybe they thought maybe Bellator would go away, that they would, you know, but and I think maybe now that they're resigned to the fact that none of these guys are going away. PFL's not going away. You know, Ryzen's not going away. Bellator certainly isn't going away.
Well, a lot of things, but other people are saying, as far as Demetrius Johnson goes, They're trying to get rid of the 125 pound division. They say there's not that much interest. Aren't that there? It's not too many. It's not too deep. They get rid of Demetrius Johnson. He's not really a moneymaker for them. He's right. happy because he's like, listen, I'm a martial artist. I don't engage in Twitter wars. I don't talk shit to people. I'm not this and that. And I don't. And now I'm in an organization that respects that. I think in Japan or Singapore, the fans are more respectful. They're more into just
they're more into the actual fighting. Than
they're not into the mouth play. They don't really care
the
about
talking,
that stuff.
The trash
I mean,
talking.
They like freak show fights and stuff like that, but it doesn't matter. And maybe. And Demetrius Johnson, Asian people are a little smaller than Americans. So 125 maybe is still
It's a heavyweight for that.
I mean, look at the average Asian person is probably a lot smaller than the average white.
You're right about
American.
That. No, that's generally
they relate to him more. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe, maybe 125 is like a center for their basketball team.
Everyone can be Demetrius Johnson over there.
So, yes. I used to do a joke about that about like porn, like the dick size in porn has gotten out of control. Like I could never be in porn unless it's Japanese porn.
Oh, you're like Mandingo.
I'd be Godzilla over there. They'd be like,
fucking Greg Dingo.
So I'd be highly competitive in the Japanese porn market.
So let's talk about a guy right here because we haven't seen him in a while.
That's right.
Since my wedding.
Been a minute.
Been a minute.
Bubba Jenkins looking lean, by the way.
Yeah, look good.
Look like you're looking lean.
All right, cool.
If you stay ready.
What's going on with you?
I'm the champ, like you said.
That's
the
right.
NFL's not going anywhere. Bellator's not going anywhere. All these organizations are not going anywhere. And I just became champ of one of the fastest. I think it's the only global organization as far as like going to different countries and different continents and just hitting all the places that a lot of these other organizations haven't hit. And Brave. So that's a company that I'm with. That's the organization that I'm with. I'm face of the 145 pound division.
Yeah. Amen. Jesus.
Yeah. Absolutely. It took a while to get a belt, but we have a belt, and now with that, we garner some validity. You know?
So you have a belt. You're in Britain now. Where was this fight? It was in
Dubai.
Abu
Dhabi.
Now I was watching you. I watched the fight. It was a good fight, but he did take you down.
Right.
How the fuck did that happen?
I was trying to broaden my horizons with some jiu-jitsu prowess that I was working on, and I had everything locked up that I liked, and with the uncomfort of, you know, just the ring rust and it being in early in the round or whatever, I just kind of made a mistake, and I immediately laughed after he got the takedown and he was feeling confident about himself. I mean,
Like, how the fuck is this guy take me?
I really let it out, and it immediately let me know to stick to what I know.
Right.
It was a good thing that happened to me at that point in the fight, because I was working on jiu-jitsu chokes from like the defensive wrestling position, the sprawl out position,
right?
You know, like a 10 finger choke and guillotine chokes, but not pulling my guard or anything like that, but just some different stuff instead of the always smash him out heavy hipped me. And in the fight, I went immediately to like the new stuff that I was working on.
Yeah.
Instead of the old me.
You always want to play with the new toys.
Yeah,
always want to play with the new toys.
But what it did what it did was shock me into like, hey, not that yet, not yet.
Right.
We can play with some new toys or some other stuff, but as of right now,
there's a belt on the line. Yeah,
let's go with your fundamental wrestling.
Exactly.
And then we'll get
what
fancy
you are
later.
Super expert. Right. Number
and
one
then
at.
We'll get fancy later. So that's that's where like that's how he took me down, man. Honestly, I'm not gonna be like, oh, well, I slipped. No, I mean, I was looking to get a 10 finger choke. After I had it, I kind of like, you know, made a mistake and didn't do the right things. And he was a champion and formidable opponent, and he took me down, and he got a good one out of it.
Was Kenny Johnson with you when that happened?
No, absolutely not. I do my own wrestling, so I don't have a wrestling coach in my corner because.
Right.
That's the one thing you have kind of down.
Yeah.
You want the other things.
He won't transition. No one will coach me in transitioning from wrestling to wrestling. You know?
Right.
No,
right.
But he took you down and then he hit you with like a legal knee, right?
Yeah, he hit me with a legal knee, and I don't know what round it was in, but he also hit me with an up kick.
An up kick?
Yes.
Okay, so but then you won every minute of the rest of that fight.
You want this one, buddy?
That would work.
There you go. Yeah, we got it.
Okay. Yeah, that. Open that.
But then, Bubba, you won every minute of the rest of that fight, right?
That is our water. That's the water he's going to give me.
There you go. Brand new, just for you, Dream. Look at your hair.
So, but then you won every minute of the rest of the fight.
I believe so. I think I dominated the rest of the fight. He hit me with an illegal knee and then an illegal up kick. He was inside my gloves a lot. Obviously, you know, that's the game of, you know, being you know, dirty ground and pound. So, you know, grabbing the gloves. But I believe, yes, I won every minute of the rest of that fight.
I think you did too. I mean, you won 30-27 on all three, right?
It was five round fights.
So five rounds.
He's
did it go all five?
He's jipping two of my rounds.
Oh, yeah. So I mean, you won what? It was five rounds, 50-45. Whoa. Yeah.
50-44. Yeah, I don't think they. I think they took a round away from him.
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even close. Which is great. Now I've been following your Instagram afterwards.
Yeah.
And you're in like you're on yachts.
Yeah.
You're hanging out with a lot of Arab people. Yeah, you have
little yachty.
You have all kinds of belts everywhere. Yeah, man. Like, what's going on,
bro? I'm just trying to live that champ life, you know. So many people get to a point in their life where they finally achieve their dreams, and then like no one ever like pats them on the shoulder for smelling the roses, you know. I buried this damn seed in the ground, and now it's bearing fruit.
Yeah,
and I'm fucking eating it in front of people, and they're like, "Whoa, well, you need to be humble. Well, how about you suck my left nut, because you don't know where I've come from and how hard I've worked to be."
Totally,
you know what I mean?
No, like, you're doing great, man.
The people who know me know where my
no. I'm super. And, I'm super proud of you, awesome. And I'm also proud of the fact that like you're wrestling so smart, you're fighting so smart.
Man, we're evolving, bro. I can tell you what that I did feel. A little rusty. You know, it's been a year since I had fought. I mean, literally 363 days.
Wow.
It was my first five-round fight ever. So, that was playing on my mind a little bit. And
the rest, how'd your cardio hold up?
I think it held up well. I mean, I think my best round was the fifth round.
Oh, wow.
You know,
Very few guys could say that.
Yeah, you know, and I was a little bit injured, and I kind of pushed through it, and I was trying to push the pace. I think I was close to finishing him in the third, but I believe my best round mentally for me was the fifth round.
Right.
I think my cardio.
At that point, you were like fully relaxed. The ring rust was off. You felt comfortable with the game plan.
In the fifth round, at no point did I think about my conditioning or holding back.
Right. Yeah.
Know what I mean, after I had made it past the third, it was just like, all right, let's just go get this belt now. Yeah. It's 3-0, and I'm up 4-0 because of the legal stuff. So let's just.
Your last fight before that, it was one of the craziest thing. Like, you were beating this guy up, and then he caught you in some weird armbar or something.
Yeah, he caught me in armbar.
And then. You just got up and just spiked him on his head. And I remember, I think it was Frank Mir was like, he's doing everything wrong. He's like, but it's working. And yeah. I showed that to like, I think Ashley Evan Smith. I go, what should he have done differently in this situation? She's like, people could like, well, like, well, he got out. That's what they said. Well, it worked for him.
Right.
But it was so deep, but you weren't tapping.
No, I'm not going to tap on. Like, even with this last fight, my ankle is still swollen from the ankle lock that he had. But, I mean, it's late in the fourth, and I got a belt on the line, and, you know.
Well, you've always had that opinion of you're not tapping.
Yeah, you know that.
Straight up, baby.
Yeah. You'll go out.
From the old school days, totally. I'm out. I know that.
You know that.
Yeah, it's written in stone.
It's written in stone, baby. It is written, but it wasn't deep enough either. And with that arm bar, I'm going to the point of where I feel as though it ain't coming back. And both fighters that I was fighting went to their 10. And my pain tolerance happened to be a 12 at the time. And obviously I didn't tap. So it was, I got out of both situations.
Oh my God. I was like, I was watching that like, no. And then
even with his last fight, his MO was to, you know, basically he gets beat a little bit for the first half of the fight, even the first three rounds. And then in the fourth or late in the fifth, you know, when he's losing, he submits the guy. He's done it literally four out of his last six fights. And he's good at it. So being that he had a deep lock in the fourth, after me already winning in three rounds, me studying him and me understanding who he was.
You knew he was going
for
those.
This was his opportunity. This was, you know, I don't know if he plays, you know, possum the whole fight or just sees an opportunity to wear, but this was something that I had seen, I focused on, and I was like, you know what? I am not letting this happen. Although it was close, I just could not.
No, it was great. And I heard they're paying really well over there.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's Dubai money. It's not Dubai. They're from Bahrain, but it's a royal prince. I mean, the guy's a sheik. So
compared to like Bellator and other companies, I heard it's a lot more.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a lot more. Just the difference in opportunity, the difference in why they will pay you for what they would pay you. You know, there's the Bellators and the stuff like that.
I got your salad.
I believe there's a limit to, you know, why they're paying, what they're paying. I feel like when you're a royal sheik, I mean, the bank account's endless over there. So it's a little different.
That's great, man. I'm super happy for you, man. And I also been following you on Facebook, a little confused sometimes because you're like, You put a post. You're like, hey, Jesus talked to me, but you got to tune in at 8. But why can't you just tell us then?
Well, it depends on what I'm actually doing. It depends if I'm building an audience for something that I want to tell people. Like, you obviously know that there's a whole rhyme and reason behind everything I do, so it's not just.
I know, but I'm like, if Jesus talked to you, can't I just tell me now?
Does he speak to you in English?
No,
because I'm pretty sure he was like a Hebrew speaker, maybe.
No, Jesus speaks to you in the language you understand.
That's good.
All right,
if you're
good.
Spanish, he's not going to speak English to you. Not. And try to make
he speaks to Greg and Coke.
He speaks.
I don't know if he does that, but he'll bless those.
He speaks to me in Spanglish.
Sure. So, I mean, do you have a lot of
he
people?
He likes to throw in Mexican words here and there.
Do a lot of people come to your sermons? Are you getting a good?
I mean, I don't do like sermons and stuff.
I saw you on stage talking to all these people. Yeah,
yeah. Well, that could be just sharing your testimony.
Yeah, sometimes I share my testimony, and then sometimes the pastor asks me to speak. So sometimes I do preach, but like having like multiple sermons as if I'm going around like teaching and preaching.
Right, like you're doing like, tent revivals or something. That's not quite there yet.
No, I'm not.
You're still a fighter.
Yes.
Right.
I am a professional fighter. I do know the Lord and I read the Bible. So every now and then the people ask me to speak.
But sometimes I can't tune in at 8 o'clock. Could I just message you like, what did he say?
But then you're going to miss the opportunity for someone else to get an opportunity to show you their faith and all that.
Got it.
A point of like appointed times. It's called appointed times. There are certain things that God only does at those appointed times. If you're too impatient or you're too rushed.
Yeah, I'm very impatient.
You're
going to
miss
that
time.
So
8 o'clock type stuff. Is where you want to be.
Like the pool in Bethesda.
Right, absolutely.
Yes.
If it ain't ruffling, don't get in.
Exactly. You had to wait for the stirring of the waters.
Look at you.
I'm son of a preacher,
you know,
man, brother.
About that.
I know a little something about that.
You know that.
I know everything.
You know that.
I know that.
You know that.
I don't know what's going on right now, but it seems interesting. So Bubba, did you watch the fights last week, by the way? Anthony Smith?
There were some?
Yes. Okay, yes. You watched them?
Okay, yeah, that's the thing about these other leagues now.
It was the UFC.
It was? Was it Saturday night? But it wasn't a pay-per-view
from Canada. No, it was on FS1.
How did I know? It's because all that stuff's supposed to record automatically,
right?
And that way,
you were
it
home
just,
too.
No, I was out at the Halloween party that we had plans for that one.
Well,
but that stuff's supposed to record automatically. Right. So I come through and I look at my thing. I'm like, there was no Bellator or
it
UFC.
It doesn't record because the title of it is the title of the fighters.
Right, and so that's what happens
it
now.
It won't record like UFC Fight Night. It'll record like Smith versus.
Right, that happens with the football games too. And I'm like, just record Monday Night Football. Quit calling it Cardinal Saints. Just fucking record Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I'm there.
DirecTV. Yes. Fucking fix that shit,
fix
okay?
Fix it.
If it's
hashtag
Fight Night, it's Fight Night.
It.
If it's Monday Night Football, it's
MMA
Monday Night
Roast
Football.
It gets things done. So hashtag MMA Roast It. Hashtag Fix It.
Fix
Direct
it.
TV.
Fix it. Direct
By the
TV.
Way, I gotta talk to you about it. Some of the guys, the wrestling over the weekend, right? The World Championships.
Yes.
Dave Taylor.
Yeah, one world champion.
Guy went. He went 30. This guy, he outscored his opponents 37-0. In the world stage.
I think
wow.
Dake did that.
And what was that?
I think Dake did that.
Oh, that was Kyle Dake?
Dave
Taylor won too, right?
Yeah, Taylor won.
No, the other guy. But Bubba beat these guys.
Dake didn't get
He beat all these guys. I mean, you beat Jordan Burroughs.
I didn't wrestle Dake. We had a match set up in Madison Square Garden. That's where I wrestled the Olympian Frank Bonero. But I wrestled all these guys.
Now, I'm not putting you down because I think you're doing awesome.
Yes.
And everyone has their own journey.
Yes, absolutely.
But do you sometimes look at that and go, I fucking beat that guy?
No, not at all. Because I could be wrestling in the worlds and doing stuff like that. I mean, everyone knows that these are not only like my peers and people that I battled with, but these are like guys that I was beating on a regular basis. So it's not too far-fetched to say, oh, Bubba Jiggs is a world champion, Olympic champion.
Of course.
I've done it in a different sport. But I do understand my path was different. You know, even in that sport, my path would have been different. Even in this sport, my path is different. People who truly know me know there's not much difference between me and some of the guys who are garnered high in the UFC
No,
rankings,
1,000%.
You know? So just the paths were different, and the belts that I hold are different, and the way that I, you know, the way that I sit here is just different than most people. So I'm never going to question God, as we've been talking about. I'm cool with where I'm at.
I'm like
that.
Wait
a minute. That being said,
I'm truly blessed.
You've obviously now you're in a different place now. You're more advanced as a fighter. You went out there and fought a different way.
Yeah.
Do you feel the Bellator opportunity came around too soon? Or are you just like, that's the journey, that's the way it was?
No, I think the Bellator thing came around exactly at the time that I needed to.
Yeah.
I think the main stage of like what they wanted to do with me maybe came too soon because I never took amateurs. I went straight pro fighting.
Right.
I didn't go straight to Bellator, but I went
straight to pro fighting. Right.
So when I was in Bellator, I was kind of learning how to become a fighter, you know, not just a wrestler.
Right.
Who could be on fights. Fighter, so that was the difference. I think this is actually on now.
It's on the whole time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on the whole time.
Yeah. So I think it came at the right time, and I, you know, everything happens for a reason. All those things put me at this moment where
sure
I'm a world champion. Oh, what belt is that? No, fuck you. I'm a world champion.
Yeah. Now, when you took the picture of you on the mountaintop with the belt, did you know your wiener was so clear?
No, I see. Now the thing about that,
like,
is,
I mean, it was a real clear wiener shot.
No, what I was focused on was the belt itself,
yeah,
and the view in the background.
It was a gorgeous view. Don't get me wrong; it's absolutely a beautiful photo.
What his wiener or the
landscaping?
All of it, apparently.
Oh no, it was you could see veins. I mean, and listen, you got a lovely penis. You got a lovely wiener. I was like, that's.
Yeah, did any women point it out or just him?
He pointed it out, but after he pointed it out,
it went crazy.
It became a topic.
I was like, because I'm looking at him like, how is nobody mentioning the wiener? Like, it's a clear.
It had 300 likes before he had even said anything, and then all of a sudden, and then it's like, oh, the dick in your pick.
That's hilarious. Strong penis game.
Well, that was probably the wrong picture to choose now after noticing it.
But the picture itself was great. And listen, if I could fit into tight pants like that and look like you do in those, I'd fucking wear them every day. You wouldn't get me out of them. If there were an emergency, they would have to cut them off my body. Okay? But I can't. So I'm proud of you for doing it.
I couldn't honestly
believe it. I was like, no, all these likes, no one's mentioned the wiener. Like, it's a clear wiener shot.
Yeah. I know, but you're also the guy that has, like, there's a baby. You're like, that kid has a big dick in pictures.
That's true. I do have a big dick baby joke. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, this kid had a big dick.
You're always looking for the opportunity.
Listen, it is what it is. I can't help it. I notice these things, you know?
It's hard not to. No, but I know what you say, Bubba, because, like, I'm sure in Greg as well. You know, there were guys that, like, we do comedy with that started out way after us.
Yeah.
And now are, like, have TV shows or this or blah, blah, blah. And guys that we blow off the stage. But they're in different tax brackets than us, and it's hard not to be like, "What the fuck am I doing wrong? Or why am I not there?" And there, but you're right. It's all, like I said, God's plan, and you'll get there when you'll get there.
You're there when you're supposed to be there, because I might not have won, like, say, the first Georgie fight, and it would have put me in a title contention, or even the second Georgie fight. I don't know if my family would have been the same. I don't know if the money that I would have gained from that fight would have put me to being the humble man that I, you know, am to my family at times. You know, there are times where the focus of becoming a fighter it's being drawn away from the focus of being a husband and a father. So winning great championships sometimes pulls you away from your family if you don't have that base that you need growing through the struggle with winning those championships with your family. And that's what I think happened. The ups and downs, the struggles, the goods, the positive, it helped my family win and lose with me. So when I won the belt, it didn't really pull me away from them. It wasn't like I won the belt and I'm going to go on a yacht with a bunch of strippers. And I'm on the yacht with the wifey. I'm back at the crib with the kids.
You have three kids now or two?
Three kids.
Three kids.
Two boys, one girl.
Now, I watch some of your videos and I get worried that child services are going to be called.
Why would they do
that? Because you wrestle with your son and you throw him.
Yes.
Like, my wife watched it. You ever see like a lion tiger? Mm-hmm. With his cubs and they're training them. They're like picking them up and throwing. And your kids are loving it. Yeah. But at the same time, like, even Alan says, who trains with you, he's like, Alan says that your kid is going to be a state champion next year or something.
Oh, listen, the way he walked in the room today, Dream walks in like, I'll kill all you motherfuckers. Like, I mean, he knows he's the baddest little man in the room. It's crazy.
Yeah. No.
Like, you got, I mean, it was dripping off it when he walked in. Totally. It's you got this kid trained up.
But, like, you never worry that maybe, like, because, like,
he's going to beat your ass one day. Like, you know that, right?
Because, like, I know you.
And you'll be
I know you. And, like, Greg knows you. But, like, if someone doesn't know you and sees you just throwing the kid around the room like that.
Well, do what you want. As far as I always, you know me, man, Adam, you've always told me, you send me messages on some of my social media posts and, hey, what if they do this? I honestly don't think, like, I don't fear the things that the world fears, you know what I mean? Like, when I talk about my trust in the Bible, like, I read the Bible and I talk about the God of the Bible, of the God of the stories that you guys hear about, you know what I mean? So I trust in that God of the Bible. So when it comes to, like, you know, child protectors, fuck child protective services, you know what I mean? Like, I know who my God is.
You but you're throwing a kid out the window and stuff. I mean, yeah. He's throwing, you know, like, into traffic, like, this traffic going on. He's like, all right, time today. Like,
you can dodge a car, you can dodge a double egg.
He's throwing wrenches at the kid.
If you can jump over the semi, no one will be able to touch you. I
love it.
Right,
you're
now
not raising a kid. You're building a superhero.
A monster. That's right.
He's
going to
be a superhero.
You ever see Kick-Ass?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what he's doing.
All three of them. That's good. My daughter's the meanest, I can tell you right now. But honestly, man, it really is me just, you know, being influencing my children's lives. But I'm also competing at a higher level. I know what's out there against them. And if I make my son what I was, he'll be good. He'll be as good as I was, but if I make my son what I was, then we didn't advance in culture. We didn't advance We didn't advance as a family. We just made Bubba 0.2 with the same attributes. I want my son to be better than I was, so I handle him.
But how is he at school? Is he beating up the entire school?
No, absolutely. Actually, he's actually one of the good kids in the class. That he's one of the teacher helpers.
That's what you want,
because nobody fucks with Dream.
Of course.
So the kids be getting out of line, and Dream's like, hey. The teacher said do this, and the kids are like, all right.
He's the bouncer.
He walked in like the bouncer.
He's the teacher's pet, but also the bully somehow.
Yeah. So. Like, I was afraid of him. The kid walked in, I'm like, listen, he's in charge.
He's robbing the teacher. Teacher gives him his money. Like,
right, but it's like, no,
give me your lunch money and your cigarettes.
He's a really warm-hearted kid. No, and even the teachers are like, he has a sensitivity that other kids don't have. Like, he's different because he's like, he's really in tune with, like, knowing how to care for other people and showing love.
It's the white side.
Yeah, it's, okay.
I'm just kidding.
He's a quarter white, right?
Yeah, he's 25% white.
Now you're a black house now. Now you've been that. Yeah. This is your 12th gym, right? Yeah, but this is the one, right?
Yeah, I mean, it can be the one for now. I don't understand. You know, they're the professional football players and NBAs, and so many teams they change.
Of course.
And they're making trades. He could get traded.
No, but he needs a no. But this, but Bobby, but you're also a
even with difference in organizations and fighting and football and all the difference in sports, MMA is individual. You have to do what works for not only you but for your family. So for a certain time, the gym and the people that you're working with and the coaches that you have are to build you for that certain time. And when you've outgrown them or when they've outgrown you, everyone has to go into the space that they're needed. Just like a snail at the bottom of the ocean or something. You outgrow your shell and then you move to the next shell. It's scary at times and you're out there without a shell, but then when you get to the next one, you get comforted. You're right back to what you were doing and you're back to being the fucking shell snail again.
But is it hard for you also because you're wrestling that you always kind of walk into a gym where you could dominate everyone in the gym in wrestling? So therefore,
well,
it's like
I don't look at it from that perspective. I don't go through MMA gyms looking how well I can get my wrestling. Right. I honestly go through every gym looking how well I can transition from being a wrestler to being a striker.
Right.
And to knowing the jiu-jitsu loopholes. I'm not really trying to be a jiu-jitsu artist.
See,
everyone knows
that. That's a little different for me because when I walk into a gym, I'm wondering, will they let me use the restroom?
There's a whole different mindset.
He's walking the curbs first.
I'm walking in wondering if I'm going to shit on people. You're wondering if they're going to let you shit.
I just need to use the restroom. Okay, I got a long way to drive and I just want to use the restroom.
I'm a little lost. Take it easy. You're on 3rd Street.
But nah, I'm telling you, it's a different mindset when you go to different gyms and you're trying to focus on what's right for you. Because you can play the politic game, you can play the loyalty game, you can play all this other shit, and then realize you're 5 years into the game being loyal to people who have never helped you become a champion. Or you can turn around and say, I choose you to be my coach because I get something out of you.
I'm always loyal to the people who are loyal to me. So if they get something out of me, I get something. I give them back what they deserve, their percentages or whatever they've asked for the camp. I slight no one on their camp for the years that I've been a fighter. No one can ever say, "Oh, Bubba didn't pay." I mean, within days of me winning or losing, their check was in the mail, in a sense. So when it comes to picking people for your camp, like you said, I don't pick a wrestling coach for my camp. I'm not gonna pay a man to tell me how to wrestle. Never will. Never. You know,
yeah, you don't have to.
Should never have. I've been getting coached for free because wrestling's that kind of way. But
right.
I you know, so there are certain paralysis that I, you know, you just don't, you know, break as a fighter.
But you're still at Black House.
Still at Black House. Still loving Black House.
And who are some of the guys you train with over there?
Shaman. Shaman's got a fight coming up. He's one of my main training partners because we're the same weight, and you know, he's a really good.
Who's
trainer.
That?
Shaman Moraes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Man, who else do I train with?
How's your boxing?
My boxing is great, man. My boxing.
Yeah, really come along.
Yeah, bro. I'm super pumped about where my boxing is, to the point where I feel as though I can stand up with anyone.
But we're not laughing. The good thing is we're not laughing anymore. We knock people down.
Yeah.
Remember that time you were going through a phase where you'd knock someone down and then laughed at them?
Yep. No, I'm actually expecting to knock people down now. And it's becoming very fluent. I'm involved. I'm a butterfly, baby.
So it's you.
I was crawling for a while.
It's you. It's Alan. Flying, baby.
That's right. You're out of the chrysalis.
Alan Javon's over there, right?
Kona. I trained with Kona. Juan Gomez. He's my striking coach, so he's always with me with the striking. Man, there's just so many faces and so many different people that come in the gym that, like, you get your work.
Is Cyborg there?
Sometimes, yeah. Cyborg comes in. Esparza comes in there every now and then.
Hey, God.
You just see some random faces, man. I had my boy OSP coming in. Man.
Hey.
Just sometimes, you know, California is one of those melting spot places, and Black House is one of the places that, like, when you're in California for MMA, you want to stop by and at least see what the legend is.
And you open up your own wrestling academy, right?
I have, but I put it onto an online academy because of the world championship that I won, and everything that's been going on with that. I've been traveling so much. I got so many things to do. As their champion, they fight in other countries.
But I coach middle school kids. If I want to see some of your stuff, how do I do it?
I'm going to get a website. I actually not get a website. I have a website being built as we speak. I do have the Instagram.
Because I would love that.
I'm gonna have subscriptions and all that. Like, right now, we are in that building phase of, like, yo, Bubba J, what are you going on? I've been working on so much. I actually have the Bubba J shoes coming out.
And no way. You have your own wrestling shoes?
Yes. I'm finally making it
what
happen.
What is it? Is it like a sriracha?
No.
You don't understand what he did. Sriracha. You know what he's doing in college? College, he won the national championship, yeah. Right? Took off his ankle bracelets, threw them in the air, and then... Gunned him down.
I was really known for not only my celebrations, but for, like, the way I did my shoes. Sometimes I'd have custom shoes painted on, draw.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So everyone always was, and after the nationals, I was telling everybody I was going to get Bubba J shoes, the Bubba J wrestling shoes.
Yeah.
And it has been a long time coming.
Yeah.
It's been almost, you know, what, 8 years since I won nationals and since I actually said, yo, I'm going to get a shoe. But yo, they're coming.
Nice. Now, how much are these going to be? I think be like Kanye, where they're like $900. Are they?
I don't know yet because I'm thinking about doing a couple different things with them. There's a couple different projects that I'm working on where it's like 300 and 300, where every 300 days I drop a pair of shoes, and like I'm doing, you know, I might be doing some other things that come along with it.
Because my kids would love to wear Bubba J shoes.
Man, they're. They are coming, sir.
Nice. I like it.
But I'm excited about everything, man. Like, we finally got the validity that we needed. After winning a belt, we are no longer contender. We're now champion. And with that, we can say, come get it. Now, people have to fight me. People can't run.
Who's your next fight you're going to be against?
I think it's in the Philippines in January. We haven't picked an opponent yet. I know they have. The organization has a couple people that they want us to fight. So,
well, you've never lost a fight with a full training camp.
Never lost a fight with a full training
camp. And here's the thing, though. Adam and I, we've traveled internationally. We've been around the world. But the time difference, the lag, it's trouble, man. It's a real thing.
No joke.
So how early do you get out there to adjust?
I got out there last time 7 days because it was Abu Dhabi and there was literally 11 hours ahead of us.
Yeah, it's like
Thursday.
Night
morning,
is day and day is night. Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely. China's night. The same way. You're trying to get your day and night right when you travel the other side of the world is fucking hard.
Yeah, it is hard. And then it being there for the week early, plus I was preparing by going to sleep late. And, you know, doing stuff like that.
So
I was slowly but surely
trying to work your clock around to that.
Just where it's not affecting me to where the point where it's like, in broad daylight, I'm falling asleep.
Totally, which is what it initially is. Initially, yeah. you're up all night, oh my God. And then you're during the day, you're like, shouldn't we be asleep right now? Right. And that's what I'm wondering about, like how early you got to get there to where. So you got there 7 days early. Yeah. Do you feel you were fully adjusted by fight time? Okay, you were fully adjusted by fight time.
Because of what I was preparing for.
Yeah, so incrementally getting ready for it.
The Lord was already preparing me for what I was going over there. Me being the Christian that I am, the Christian that I am, and the follower of Christ, being over there in a Muslim-like world. It's not just being over there like, oh, this is, I can just say the name of Jesus and be all hunky dory. Like they'll induct Sharia law on you and kill you on that type of stuff. So it wasn't just like,
so you can't after your fight, you can't thank Jesus.
Well, you can, but it's risky. It's very risky. I thank God, and the Lord knows, you know, my heart and everything in that. So there was a whole, you know, preparation and
well, there is. Do not tempt the Lord your God. So last thing you want to do is put yourself in that situation. Be like, I thought you were going to save me, and he's like, I specifically told you not to do that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, people forget that all the time. They love to test God and be like, no, God will save me. It's like, I told you specifically not to put yourself in these situations.
Right. When they say, hey, man, bro, you got a bucket list, bro. We got a fucking bucket list. Next week, bro, you and I, we're gonna fucking jump out of plane. And I'm like, no, the fuck we're not.
I got three kids. I'm not jumping out of plane.
I'm not doing that. What? Well, not only for just for the fact that that's some white people shit, but for the other fact that, like, I'm not gonna test my God in that sense.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I know that there's a right certain level.
And people love it. they think they have to prove their faith. But what they're doing is testing God. And God says right there, do not test the Lord your God.
If he sends you, then go.
Then go.
If he don't send you back. There's so many stories in the Bible where they're
render unto Caesar.
Where the battlefield changed. They thought one thing was one way, and then things changed. People got, you know, different. And then it changed, and they were like, God, you're going to save me. And God was like, I told you, when the battlefield changes, you got to check back in with me.
Yeah.
And that was what I was doing leading up to the fight in Muslim country, was checking in with God, making sure that everything I had, because I was taking my wife there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So that it was, you know, my wife is, you know, not the wear a sheet over her head type. You know, the what is it?
But, well, in Dubai, you don't have to.
Yeah, there was no unknowing to her. That was something that I knew going there 5 years ago. But Abu Dhabi is much more strict.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what provinces we would be in, and she obviously checked in on all that stuff. So it was just something else to think about while we prepared for a world title shot that I haven't fought for in years.
Of course. Now Ben Askren used to be your coach, right?
Yes.
Now how do you think he's gonna do in he is your ASU coach in the UFC?
Yeah, I think he's gonna kill in the UFC, bro. I think he's gonna do what he does, like. That's Ben Askren we're talking about. He is the best grappler in MMA.
Did you wrestle with him? Like, go live?
Yeah.
And how did you do against him when you got live?
It didn't go well. One, he's bigger than I am.
Yeah, he's bigger.
Two, it felt like with the knowledge of wrestling that he has at the time that I was in college, it felt like a coach teaching a college wrestler, as it should have. You know what I mean? Like, he's a four-time finalist. I'm trying to get a championship under my belt at that time. I was a fifth-year senior, mature in my ways, but I still rendered to the knowledge that he had. You know, even now, you're the best wrestler in MMA. I might be one of the most violent, and I have a different style of wrestling than other people. I'm robbery style. I will take you down and try to beat the brakes off you. Different than Askren will. Askren will absolutely control your liberty. He will submit you in freedom and mind.
So right.
Some of his things are more suffocating and more depressing than others, because with mine, you feel like, man, if you do a couple things right, you know, you might not take those big punches. With him, it feels as though you're always in the web.
Now, there was a story that he told us on the show where he was coaching against Colby Covington in college, and Colby started mouthing off to him as the coach. He wanted to fight the coach.
Yeah.
Were you there when that happened?
I don't know if I was there. Was this at when he was coaching
at Arizona State? Right, exactly.
I can see Colby doing that, for sure. But no, I probably wasn't around when Colby was wrestling. I was probably somewhere in the back or already had wrestled, because at that point, if Colby's wrestling, my weight class would have went really recent.
Were you surprised with how, I remember you and Colby were engaging in like a war of words on Instagram when you were coaching RDA.
Yeah.
Were you surprised how that fight went down?
No, I'm not surprised at all. Even though on social media, I was saying, oh, we're going to beat the hell out of you. I wasn't in RDA's camp for personal reasons. Me and RDA, we went our separate ways. I wasn't in RDA's camp for basically the last 6-7 weeks of his camp. So most camps are
that's the main part. That's the important part of camp.
And early in the camp,
that's the camp.
In the camp, we just went our separate ways, and you know, we split as friends. But I knew that my I didn't know that my wrestling was not going to help, but I knew that he wasn't working on some of the things that I know we needed to implement before the time came, just even to make Colby work.
Well, weren't you emulating what Colby would have done?
Oh, absolutely.
And then you grinding the fuck out of him for five rounds, yeah, and that's
but there are things that in that fight I saw that he does that just a whisper of my voice would have made him do over and over that he was simply not doing. There were things that I could see that me not being there actually absolutely hurt Hoffa. And I don't want to be, but seriously, right. I can see who Hoffa was when I'm there as a wrestler. And then the way he got dominated by Colby, it wasn't just because Colby's wrestling is so hot, much higher than Hoffa's. It was because it was a lack of preparation in his wrestling leading up into the fight.
Now, how do you think Askren does against Colby?
Askren beats the absolute breaks off of Colby.
Really?
I can beat Colby in wrestling.
But as far as MMA.
I feel like I would be a better fight for Colby in MMA than Askren will. Not because of the punching aspect. Colby's not a knockout artist, is he?
No.
He's not going to knock Askren out because no one has, have they? Get what I'm saying? So as far as like being dangerous enough to knock him out, it's going to be a war. But as far as grappling, controlling, and getting submitted, Colby can't stay away from what Askren has for him. It will be a wrestling match, won't it? I mean, it's two wrestlers who learned MMA, but at the grand scheme of things, it will be a wrestling match. And if we're looking at the wrestling match that will be, yes, everyone's saying, oh, he can punch, but Colby's not a puncher. Oh, he can. What is Colby really going to do to him? He's going to surround him and try to wrestle him and impose his will. With that being done, that's Askren's game plan. Like, the moment you go into that web, you are in...
Oh, Askren's been hilarious. Have you been
following
him on,
Askren is hilarious. Not been Twitter? Hilarious. Askren is hilarious.
Of course.
Know, he's been a funny guy since the day I know him.
But his Twitter feed has just been, like... Have you been following him on Twitter?
Well, he's the man now, so he's got... Yeah, I mean, he's my boy, so I follow him on Twitter. I follow him on... You know, I talk. I mean, Askren's the guy, so he's going to do what Askren's going... You know, what Funky Ben is going to do.
So against Dylan Danis, he said Dylan Danis said something to him, and he goes, "My personal favorite stupid thing you said was when your average high school wrestling background would prepare Connor for Team Khabib. Great job, that worked out well." That's one. But my favorite one that he said was, he just kind of went nuts. First of all, he said he said that Dana White blocked him on Twitter. He's like, "Hey, boss, time to unblock me." Yeah. That was really, really funny. But
do they have an opponent for Askren yet?
No, I don't think so. I thought
somewhere I saw that he was fighting Till, but I.
Ooh, that's a bad fight for Till, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
because you have to knock him out or you get submitted.
Yeah, but the my favorite one was one in Mike Perry. So Mike Perry said something. Listen, Greg. Where's Greg? All right, so he goes, first he says to Khabib, I'll meet you at 165, determine the best MMA grappler on the planet.
Use name, comment, the time, and location. I even commented on that one. I said 100% facts.
You think he beats Khabib?
I commented on that one. And yeah. Khabib has no chance against Askren in the wrestling grappler department. And people are going to talk to me, talk like I'm crazy. Like, you guys just don't know. If you don't know, you don't know. I've rolled with this man, and I know.
But if you roll with Khabib?
No. I don't need to roll with Khabib. I've seen Khabib.
Really? Yeah.
I've seen Khabib. I've seen Khabib fail on wrestling opportunities. I've seen Khabib. Like, how do you think, Adam, how do you think I would do with Khabib?
In wrestling?
In wrestling.
You'd beat Khabib. But, well, we were talking about Greco wrestling or freestyle? Or
how would I do with Khabib in wrestling?
In 155 folk style pounds. Collegiate?
It doesn't matter. In wrestling, in general.
You would win.
We would have a good match. We would, even if I didn't win, right?
It would be good, of course.
We'd be close.
Yeah.
Me and Askren aren't close.
You said he's a lot bigger than you, though, right? But he's 30 pounds bigger than you.
Right. Khabib's he's also bigger than Khabib.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You know what I mean? Like, I'm the same size as Khabib. I fight at 45, but I'm damn near the same size as Khabib. Even though Khabib is a big 55-pounder, Askren and Khabib, let's say Askren and Khabib are very close. The match isn't close, fellas.
My favorite thing that so Platinum Mike Perry goes, I was waiting to be
I like me some Platinum.
I was waiting to be
That's good. I like
I was waiting to be Cowboy. Adjective. first, but I threw my name out there on Insta and see him saying nobody's saying anything. Let it be known. Ben Askren, gonna need some aspirin if I get my name on the contract with him. That wrestling shit don't scare me, bitch. So then Askren responds, well, I appreciate you being the only one with courage, Mike, but let's be real. You suck. You know you aren't getting the shot.
That's great, man. That's cold-blooded.
He gonna hit him with facts. Askren is straight to the facts. All right, buddy. Good roll.
Good to see you, man. It's great to see you. I wish I could hang out longer. I love you guys so much, Adam.
And then Alan, take care. And then Alan Juban.
Hey, I'll give you another one.
And then Alan Juban says, you're an educated guy, so you're smart enough to know that your style isn't striking fear in the hearts of anyone. Sure, you're going to get hit and get some takedowns, but you're going to get touched up like never before. Only a matter of time. And then Askren wrote, Alan, being humbled in front of millions isn't something fake tough guys like happening to them. You're 1-2 in your last three. Go back to modeling. I was like, ooh, Alan's my friend. So
yeah,
is Ben. But
yeah, no comment.
But that's a rough matchup for Alan, though, because of the wrestling. I mean, everyone's a rough matchup. But yeah.
Yeah, no comment there, because those are definitely, I'm on, you know, this dude helped me win a national championship.
So, yeah, of course. Of course.
I mean, there was moves that I learned that, you know, came through for me at nationals. You know what I mean? From Askren, the mindset. You know, the willing to not conform. The whole open style of, you know, wanting to attack from any angle. Really, is a funky mindset. It's an Askren type of thing, and gotta have that.
How happy was he for you after you won? You guys hug and celebrate the back, and was
Askren's never too high, never too low. You know what I mean? If you really know Askren, he's like not going to be the head over the heels jovial. He's always very happy in a sense, and showing joy. You know, usually somewhere with no shoes on, just kind of, you know, kind of hippie happy. You know.
Yeah. No. By the way, we're trying to reach Bob Sapp. Bob Sapp, his Skype isn't working. Let's talk about, but by the way, your boy had a tough goal last week.
Yeah, which one? I had a couple friends had a couple goals last week.
The guy who got head kicked.
Yeah, T. Javon Edwards.
What? I mean, I still think he's great. He's going to be great. Talented as hell.
He's going to be good, and he took the loss well, man. I actually was on his Instagram and seeing how he was going to take the loss, because he's knocked everyone out in the first round over the last 8 fights, I think. He's got like 8 consecutive first round, like, one-hitter quitters. So to have that is, you know, to take a loss, especially from knockout in devastating fashion, probably would put me personally like in a bad spot, you know, just like, oh my gosh, I took something devastating. But as I was reading his Instagram, he definitely shook it off well. He took it well, and you know, he's gonna be back, man. It's onward and upward with us Virginia boys.
Now, do you think he overlooked that guy?
No, I do think that he does it. I do think that he, you know, he now realizes that he's not in the Arena League anymore. You know, there are, you know, when you're fighting in your state, doing the local things to get put on the UFC stage, you think when with the winning and the success that you get, that when you get that UFC opportunity, everything's the same. But as they say, in from college to NFL, things are different. Things speed up. People are faster. That's the same in MMA. It's not that things speed up. It's just that things are a little bit harder and the intensity is a little bit high. And obviously, the risk is much higher. You know, the fall from UFC in your career of MMA is much more devastating than any fall from any other organization.
What's up? Listen, people. 66% of men lose their hair by the age of 35. I started losing it when I was 21. It wasn't good. No bueno. And the thing is, when you start to notice your hair loss, it's too late. It's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost. Is that hairline slowly starting to move backwards? Any bald spots yet? Well, how you feel a year from now when it's business as usual, right? You're going to feel great because you don't want to lose your hair. I mean, at least have the option, okay, if you want to shave it off. But you don't want to lose it. Well, listen, I ask you, do you want to be a bald spot? Do you want to have a bald spot just pop up? Or do you want to do something about it first? Be proactive. Take the offense. Don't just play defense. Do you want to do something about your hair's line, huh? Well, let's check it out. I don't know why guys turn to weird solutions or do nothing when they can turn to medicine and science. Go to 4hims.com. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. Yes, they give well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. Why are you going to gas stations to get hair supplies anyway, huh? Get gas at gas stations. It's so easy. You answer a few quick questions, and a doctor will review and prescribe stuff for you, all right? The products are shipped directly to your door. Well, go now. My listeners can get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now while supplies last. See the website for full details. That would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or the pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/roasted. That's forhims.com/roasted. forhims.com/roasted. Listen, you want to make more money? More money is good. Everyone's happier when they have more money. And Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. It's a non-intimidating way for the stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. Okay, you want to be confident? Well, check these people out. Check out Robinhood, all right? They have no commission fees. And other brokerages, they charge up to $10 for every trade. But Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees, okay? They don't keep all your money. It's easy to use. Their website is very, very easy to use. And their web platform also lets you view stock collections. The 100 most popular sectors like entertainment and social media. And curated categories like female CEOs. And analyst ratings of buy, hold, sell for every single stock. You learn by doing. Learn how to invest as you build your portfolio. You can discover new stocks and track favorite companies with personalized news feeds. Listen. Robinhood is giving listeners, my dog's even excited about it. They're giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at MMAroasted.robinhood.com. My dog is so excited about this. Okay, he wants more money. He wants more dog food. That's MMAroasted.robinhood.com. Check them out now. No, I was like, I mean, he was like a 6-1 favorite, but that other guy was no joke. And I'm like, uh-oh.
Both debuts, multi-guy, you know.
Yeah.
T's a stand-up guy. Well, he's a wrestler with stand-up ability. You know, I didn't get to see the fight. I was out in meetings, but, you know, his cornerman was one of his best friends is also his cornerman who, you know, was giving me play-by-play, and he was letting me know that, you know, some things were a little bit off, and, you know, I was hoping to have been there, but I scheduling plans.
He'll be back. So this week, this Saturday night, Daniel Cormier versus Derek Lewis. Cormier is my buddy. I obviously want DC to win, although I kind of want Derek Lewis to have the post-fight press conference because that would be really funny if he's the champ. Derek Lewis is funny. Like, you know, it's funny. Like Tyron Woodley was telling me that, you know, he felt like the UFC didn't promote him in like the barbershops. Like he could have been like the barbershop champ. Like he was, I think what he was trying to mean, like, you know, like maybe the hood kind of thing. And I feel like he was sort of upset about that. And I kind of understood what he was talking about. But Derek Lewis kind of has that because I know a lot of people that like don't follow the UFC. A lot of my comedian friends who were like my black comedian friends who actually, like, one of them is a barber, actually. He's like, who's that Derek Lewis guy? He's like, man, that dude's funny as fuck. Like, but, like, he definitely, like, resonates.
I think, one, it's in community. Missouri, the Mizzou, they have a big community. But as far as, like, on the grand scale of things, I think Houston reps a little bit more of that hood style of things. You know, you don't really think of St. Louis, Missouri, as the, you know, where Woodley is from, as that type of place. It is. Don't get it twisted. Like the loot that down in that area, that, I mean, it's a hard place. But when you think of the grand scheme of things, as far as numbers and, you know, people who move the needle, Houston gets it jumping. And when you got to think about weight class, this dude's a heavyweight in a big weight class saying things that are tweetable. You know, my balls are hot.
Right,
you know,
right,
you get on TV. I don't care if you're big or small. You get on TV and someone says my balls are hot. They're going, you know, people.
Yeah, Woodley's not saying that.
You know, Woodley's not saying that, and he's not big enough and black enough and not black enough, but careless enough.
Right.
Like Derek Lewis is genuinely like from Houston, and his balls were probably hot at the moment. You know what I mean? Like,
do your balls get hot during fights? Woodley,
yeah, your balls get hot. Oh. Yeah, I mean, if you're black. But Woodley.
Come on.
Woodley,
it's a black thing?
I mean, yeah. I mean,
why would your black. All right, go on. Like, your balls get hotter than black.
I mean, doesn't black attract heat? I mean, anyways, listen.
Fair point. Go on.
What I was saying is Woodley is just a little bit more polished. He's a champion. And yeah, if he wants to get the notoriety that Derek is getting, I suggest him be reckless.
Now, that's a good point. Now, Woodley Colby, who do you think wins that fight? Woodley, right?
Woodley beats the shit out of Colby.
Really?
Woodley beats the shit out of Colby. The only reason why Woodley doesn't beat the shit out of Colby when is that fight? Is that fight happening?
No, but that's what they're trying to make.
Oh, well, yeah. Woodley beats the shit out of Colby simply because he is better in all attributes. In all attributes, as an athlete, as a fighter, as a jiu-jitsu, as a wrestler, as a striker, as a...
What about cardio?
I mean, he's a champion.
Yeah, but he has gotten tired in fights. You've never seen Colby get tired in fights.
But does he lose those fights?
Woodley?
Yeah. Getting tired is one thing. Getting tired and losing is another thing. I mean, he's physically... built in a way that makes you tired to do what he does. I mean, I understand people, you know, in the cardio game, but if you are not tired and you take a loss, I would be extremely exhausted and take a win and not give a fuck about your cardio. Go run the mountain with that loss. I'm about to go sit on the couch with this W and eat some Cheetos.
Point. That's a good point.
Great cardio with losses. I don't give a fuck. You know who got really good cardio who takes a lot of losses? Bouncy hair guy. Guida.
Clay Guida, yeah.
Great cardio. He is taking a lot of losses with a bunch of energy at the end of the fight. You know, there's a ton of people with a whole bunch of energy at the end of the fight that went home on with half their check. So you can have good cardio.
Yeah, it's a good point. It doesn't necessarily mean good wins. Now, all right, now this fight, Cormier versus Black Beast.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying Cormier. It seems like that's the smart answer.
Yeah.
And Cormier seems to know the only way he loses is by getting caught.
Right.
And I don't think the Black Beast is better than Anthony Johnson. And no. I think Johnson would probably run through the Black Beast. Prime Johnson, at least.
No.
You don't think that would happen?
No, only because it become like the... When Anthony Johnson and his prime is like a... don't take the Black Beast for like his last couple, you know... wins. Like, even his last one, he didn't look like the man that I had been seeing beat other people. You know, there are some fights where he looks a little bit more in shape and he looks a little bit more athletic. Take the best at Black Beast, you know, not the ones that we've been seeing lose and then knock the guy out.
Yeah.
But the one that's doing really good with his jab and he's doing what? Like, I've seen him not just be a lazy knockout beast, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lazy knockout artist. So you take that guy and against the best Anthony Rumble and it's going to be who connects the most, you know what I mean? And I think that, like...
Yeah, but you think the best Black Beast could beat Phil Davis? I mean, Rumble, I mean, just...
But Rumble wasn't the wrestler that...
Ryan Bader, I mean, just destroy Ryan Bader, Glover Teixeira, I mean...
Right, but I see that being a... I think he beat those guys with striking.
Yeah.
With big, heavy hands.
Yeah.
You're not naming anyone that Anthony Rumble beat with big, heavy hands like Beast.
That's a good point. Well, Bader's got good hands.
Who?
Bader.
Yeah, but he...
But not the same.
I'd rather get punched in the face by Ryan Bader without looking, with a blindfold on,
with no gloves, yeah,
than to have a shield, my gloves on, and to be seeing Black Beast's punch. You know what I mean? Like, that's a different in punching power, and the punching power makes you move differently,
right?
You know what I mean? As far as Anthony coming in and wanting to hit, he's got to want to hit. You got to, you know, be acceptable to hits,
right?
So. That plays differently. But it is a smart money to go with Cormier, but I do believe that everyone knows that he's got a puncher's chance. We know that.
Yeah.
He hits his asses. It's a good chance he breaks his fist on that big old head, but he can't knock him out. We know he can knock him out, but I don't think anyone will and has.
So Weidman Jacare. Weidman's the favorite in this fight. He looked great against... I mean, when was the last time Weidman really looked great? It was against, I guess, Kelvin Gastelum was his last big win. You know, he hasn't really, I don't know. It seems like every time he steps up as of late, he, you know, against you know, Chris against Romero, against Musasi. I mean, even what's name almost knocked him out, Jacare. I mean, Wyatt Kelvin almost finished him, but I knocked him down at least. But Jacare lost to Kelvin his last fight and didn't look that great. I'm hoping Weidman wins. He's my Long Island boy, but yeah. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, it's a toss-up.
Toss-up?
So I'm going to go with
Jacare?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Was Chris in wrestling when you were there?
I think he was. I think Phil Davis beat him one time when Hofstra came to town.
Oh, right. Penn State. Right.
No, I'm not 100% sure. It was actually Weidman.
Okay. No, he did beat Weidman in college. So, and then, all right, other big fights on that. Those are the big ones. Derek Brunson versus Israel against Stylebender. That's going to be a good fight.
Yes. Oof. Yes. I know Brunson. He's my boy. He's a good dude. He's a good man. I'm excited for the opportunity, but, man, he's got a tall wall to climb in Stylebender. But I think the grittier you make it for Stylebender, the better. And Brunson's a gritty dude, so...
Brunson's like the most bipolar fighter. Like when he just runs in and has his hands down, it goes terrible. But when he actually wrestles, he was a college wrestler, uses his skill, he usually wins.
Yeah. That's most wrestlers when they use their wrestling and their skills, for sure.
But yeah, hopefully I like him in that fight. Roxanne Modafferi against Sahara Eubanks. That should be a good fight. I like Roxanne. She's really changed her whole thing down. And then Ben Saunders versus Lyman Good. That's another fight on that card.
I'm proud of Ben Saunders, man.
Why is that?
Because I've known Ben Saunders for a while, back in my ATT days. And even back in the ATT days, it seemed as though he was on his way out. You know what I mean? Like, he was in Bellator, at the time. And it just seemed like he was, you know... The fact that he's still on cards and still fighting and still doing his thing, like, I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
That's longevity. And he's not a journeyman either. I mean, he's getting good cards. He's on a good card.
Yes. You know? Yeah. No, he's a guy that could beat anybody. Yeah. As long as he can beat anybody.
He had a great fight with Alan Jouban.
Oh, man, that was a close one. But he's been knocked out his last two fights. He beat Ellenberger. I didn't think that was going to happen. Jake's a guy that, like, I'm happy he retired. I mean, I love Jake. I think that at a certain point, you just kind of have to, you know, it's just, you don't want to, I don't want to see these guys drooling when they're older.
Oh, yeah, it's hang up time.
Yeah. Now, have you thought about bare knuckle boxing?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. My face is too pretty. I got too many aspirations and movies and things after this. So, bare knuckle boxing's out for me, especially since I cannot double A the shit out of someone.
Are you still coaching at Calvary Chapel?
No. I got way too much going on right now.
Do you miss coaching?
Oh, I still coach at Black House. I still coach people. I still coach my son. I'm always coaching, but yeah, you gotta love coaching.
But you're not doing like privates and stuff anymore?
Yeah. Depends on the right private.
What does that mean?
That means if you're going to pay me $1,000 to show up for an hour.
Is that what you get paid?
No, but like I said, it depends on the right private. I'm not doing privates now, but if you want me to do a private, you're going to have to get me off my couch. And you throw the right price at me, I'll be at your house. that's what I mean by it takes the right private.
Yeah. So we're going to call this girl right now.
Okay.
If that's cool with you. Bob Sapp, he's in Japan, and he gave me a Skype name. It made no sense. And then I tried doing another thing. And it's
a whole boat of digs here, man. It's awesome.
This is a lot better than it used to be, right?
Yeah.
Back when I used to live in the hood.
Yeah.
I got to show you, I actually have a wrestling room in my garage.
That's awesome.
I have to show it to you. So we're going to call Kay Hansen. Right now, what's your number? What's your number? I think, and your son is playing with my daughter.
Yeah, man.
Which is, how old is your son now?
My son is 4. He'll be 5 in April, but he's 4 now.
He's 4? Wow. He's like the old, and then how old is the youngest one?
My youngest one is 6 months.
Now, do you change diapers or your wife do it?
I do. We both do. So.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Everyone's like, get a change diaper. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, we equally participated in bringing them here.
And then you said Thursday is wife day?
Thursday is wife day.
Now, what happens on wife day? And why is Thursday?
From sun up to sundown, I take care of everything in the house.
Really?
From all the kids to pick and dream up, to taking them to school, to change the diapers, to get breakfast, dinner, lunch. All she literally has a day off.
Oh, nice. And then what does she do usually?
I don't know. I don't know. It's not my day. Whatever she wants.
Do you still keep in touch with any guys from the body shop?
No.
All right.
No, that's a past of mine that I've
kept. He's doing good, though, that kid.
Yeah. Oh, and AJ's always going to be good. He's a great athlete. He's going to be really good.
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, they put him up against a tough guy last time, and he's been wiping everyone out. And then that other kid that was talking shit to you from Ireland got wrecked. You see that happened there?
We knew that.
I didn't know that.
I knew that that was going to happen. I knew that he wasn't as good as he was making himself to be.
Yeah, I mean,
Bellator was protecting him.
Yeah, well, he got murked. Hello? Hello, is this Kay Hansen?
Yes, it is.
You're on the MMA Roasted Podcast. It's me and Bubba Jenkins. I don't know if you know who Bubba Jenkins is. He's the Brave champion. He was a national champion in wrestling. He was the number one ranked Bellator guy at one point. And he was the number one recruit in wrestling in the world and out of high school before he got arrested for fingering banging a chick in the back of the bus. But so, Kay, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, your son just walking outside. Everything is good. You got a big fight. You're on, like, what, a three-fight winning streak?
Yeah. If you include boxing, then yes.
Yeah, and you've been murdering people. I watched you in Invicta. They put you up against a girl that was really good. They were hyping her. You were kind of on the you were on the B side of that fight, and you took her down and just beat her up. So what's...
Yeah,
That was amazing.
Go ahead.
No, that was amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, I was kind of the underdog in that fight. I asked for the girl that I actually am fighting now, and they didn't want to give her to me. So they said they had Helen Peralta, and that was like, it was her or it was nothing. So I don't turn down fights. So.
Wow. Now, why did you ask for this girl?
You know, there's like a group of us young professional MMA fighters, 18, 19, 20 years old, and, you know, she's an EBI champ. I just kind of want to separate myself from that group. You know, I think I'm on another level, and I've been fighting a lot of people that are older than me, so I think I've proved that ground at least. But I wanted to give it a test to someone who's my age, my skill, and my experience.
Now, if you guys don't know, people, Kay Hansen is 19 years old. She's what's your record, 4-1, 5-1?
3-1.
3-1. She's a big Trump supporter. She likes guns. She likes country music. And you are a wrestler in high school, right?
No, I'm actually a high school dropout. No, I didn't wrestle in high school.
You dropped out of high. What year did you drop out of high school?
My junior year. I dropped out to train to fight. So.
And your parents are cool with that?
I kind of made my own choice on that one, but yeah, they supported me fully, and it's worked out so far. So
no, I'm telling you, I watched your fight. You're like a bully in there. I mean, you just grind it. You go in there, you throw punches, and you just want to kick the crap out of chicks. And I give you a lot
I'm a really go forward kind of fighter.
And I think that loss you had, where they stopped it on like cuts, right?
Yeah.
But that was probably the best thing that happened for your career.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it wasn't like the easiest thing to swallow, of course, or the most ideal thing that could have happened to me. But I think it was the best thing that's happened to me. I'm a different fighter. I have a different mentality. You know, it helped me grow up, I think. I think it just kind of helped me have a reality check. And now I just have a different mentality when I go in there. It's not all rainbows and butterflies when you're fighting. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And then now you it says here, I'm looking at your thing, you originally were going to go to Harvard?
Yeah, for softball.
You were that good at softball?
I was really good in school, and I dedicated my life to softball, and that was my whole thing before I started fighting. But once I started fighting, it was like, nothing else mattered to me. So I stopped going to school junior year and said goodbye to Harvard and said hello to fighting.
Now, was Harvard actually looking at you? Were they like recruiting you and like, talking to you?
Yeah, I had the coach's cell phone number, so I was pretty set on it. I was looking at a lot of the Ivy League schools, but Harvard was my first choice. But yeah, it didn't work out.
And then what was your GPA?
My GPA was, before I dropped out, it was a little lower because I had been losing interest. But I've always been like a 4.0 above student, honors class, AP classes. I always loved school. And then once fighting came along, I kind of just lost interest in everything else in life.
Well, I like it. I mean, look, how old are you? 19, 18, 19?
I was 16 when that happened.
Oh, wow. 16.
Oh, right now?
Yeah,
right now I'm 19, yeah.
19 years old. Bubba, any questions for this badass little girl?
Keep charging. It's going to be a long road of what we think is going to be amazing successes, but sometimes, you know, you get those little pitfalls in the way, and you just got to know that you can fix the tire and just keep this bitch moving. Sometimes you're going to have to stop for gas. Sometimes you're going to have to patch up a hole in the tire, but you keep that Ferrari on the track and keep it moving forward.
Nice. So I don't know if you heard. Did you hear what he said?
It was cutting out a little bit.
He said you should become a stripper and drop out of school. No, I'm kidding. No, he said keep it moving forward. Sometimes you're going to run into some obstacles, but don't let anybody tell you what you can or can't do.
Yeah, that's amazing advice. I wish you would believe that advice until you're kind of forced to with an experience.
But you're only 19. Look,
it's
I'm
so
not,
easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so easy as a young fighter or as a fighter in general when you haven't got hurt or anything to like just think you're gonna blow through people. Yeah. But
yeah. So now you. I remember you. You left training. I think you were somewhere. Now you're at what? Riverside MMA or BJJ or 10th Planet? Where are you at?
I'm at 10th Planet Fullerton.
Okay, and I saw you training with like 4-year-olds. Is that your normal? Who are those people?
I started helping with the kids' class not too long ago, but yeah, I think it's been awesome. The 10th Planet Fullerton's been a place where I have everything I need right now. I was going like 4 different places, but I decided to just hone in on this little gym, and it's really paid off for me.
That's awesome. Now, I would assume that you're a very attractive girl. You're a fighter. You have a American flag tattoo on your arm. You're a big NRA supporter. You probably get a lot of fan mail from a specific type of region in America. Is that true? Do you get a lot of like? Are you big in certain places?
I don't know if I'm big in certain places. Obviously, like that certain crowd appeals to me. But like as far as fan mail, I don't really I don't give an address or a PO box or anything. So if anything, I get like messages, but I don't respond to a lot of them, honestly. But yeah, I guess in that certain crowd, I do have like a lot of fans, but nothing too crazy so far.
No, I think it's awesome. Look, I'm not the biggest Trump supporter. I'm not really. I'm kind of in the middle. You know, I'm in the middle. I'm a complete centrist. Sometimes I vote Republican. Sometimes I vote Democrat. But it all depends on who I like. You know. But I think that it's great because I think that a lot of people love Trump and they need someone to get behind. And I think you're a good person to get behind. You're a young, educated, smart, fun, good person. So. You know, if my daughter ends up being like you, I'd be happy. I would support her.
Thank you. Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, no. Thank you very much. I would support her. I don't know if I would support her to drop out of, she's going to Harvard. I'd say, no, drop out and become a fighter. I'd be a little nervous. Yeah. But, you know, that's what, I think my wife would be a lot more nervous than I'd be. So who are some of the pros that you train with?
Some of the pros I train with? I don't train with many pros. I train with a lot of high-level grapplers, and I bring them into spar. But I'm pretty much like I go out and I get what I need. I'm not part of a big MMA camp. I kind of just put together what I need, and I think it's best that way. I've done it that way for most of my career, and it's worked out great. So I'm gonna keep doing that until it fails me.
Yes. Now, do you have a boyfriend or no?
No, I don't.
Good. Stay away from that. Like Jessica I says that good D-I-C-K ruins fighters. So I'm spelling it out because Bubba's kid's here. Now, okay, so the girl you're fighting right now, Erin Blanchfield, mm-hmm. She's 2-0.
Yes.
A split decision, a doctor stoppage. She's from Long Island or from New York? But what?
She's from New York, yeah. She trains with, I don't know if you know Donaher.
Yep, of course.
They're a huge gym over there, yeah. She trains with them. Yeah. And Hanzo Gracie and all those people over there.
And what do we know about her?
You know, she's EBA champ, 125 champ. She's 2-0. Her last fight was a decision. The one before that was a doctor stoppage. I think she's a grappler, obviously. But I think it's going to be a great fight stylistically for me. I think it's a fight that not a lot of people are paying attention to, but they should. I mean, we're both 19, both young guns prospects coming up. I've been trying to hype it a little more as it gets closer, but seems like people aren't as interested as they should be, honestly.
You know what? I saw your tweet about that. You said, how come ESPN, Ariel Helwani,
yeah.
How come no one cares about your fighters? And you know what?
Yeah.
Kay, here's some advice, right? You're right. You're absolutely mm-hmm. right. It's BS. You're a professional fighter at the highest level. But that's not what you got to but don't focus on that, okay? That's a distraction. You got to focus on the undefeated girl that you're fighting in 2 weeks, okay? The rest of that stuff, let someone else care about that. That's not your fight right now.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Thanks, Dad.
Am I right, Bubba?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Okay. Now, when is this fight? Because I know our listeners are going to want to hear about it. When's this fight?
It is December 16th. November 16th in Shawnee, Oklahoma.
Shawnee, Oklahoma, November 16th. If I want to sponsor you, okay, I'm sure a lot of our listeners like you, you know, how do I sponsor you?
You can just message me, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, anything. My email's on my Instagram too, so I always check my emails. Anyone who wants to sponsor me, you can go ahead and do that.
Yes. Well, good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Now,
thank you.
This girl's got good grappling. Are we going to, now it says she's 125. Aren't you 115?
Yeah, I am 115. But I mean, I don't know. I don't think I'm that small. To me, I don't really care about size. I look at it as like a whole nother division. So it's twice the opportunities, twice the fights. So I'm not concerned about the weight. I do think I am a natural strawweight, but, I have gone back and forth before.
And what's your walkout song going to be?
My walkout song is going to be the Johnny Cash song. I don't remember the name of it.
Nice.
God's going to cut you down. There we go.
Well, listen, Kay, good luck with this fight. We love having you on the podcast. You're awesome. After you win the championship, don't forget about us, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. That was Kay Hansen. Thoughts, Bubba?
She's very young. Very young and just getting started. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I remember. I remember when I was worried about ESPN.
Really?
No. I just care that people want to fight me.
Yeah, right? I mean, I understand what she's saying, and she's right, but she's got bigger problems about them. You know, she's got the girl in front of us. All right, so Bubba, what do we got coming up we could promote?
Bubba J, what am I doing? Follow me, guys. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on all these places. I got the shoe coming out. I'll be dropping some hints. I got a couple things dropping that the world is going to be excited about.
Okay.
And I'm just going to leave that in the air. Like, yo, keep following me. The Lord's going to talk to me. You got to meet me here at this time type of stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
I like it.
Just,
I like it.
Just check in on me.
Well, listen, people, this Friday night, I'm in Mesquite, Nevada, the Casablanca Hotel and Casino. And then November 30th, I'm at the South Point Casino in Vegas. And December 24th to December 30th, I am at the Stratosphere in Las Vegas. And then February 12th to the 17th, I'm at the Calgary Cave, the Comedy Cave in Calgary. If you want to follow me at Adam Comedian or adamhunter.com, you can see all my stuff. If you shop on Instagram, go to, not Instagram, shop on Amazon. Go to adamhunter.com, click on the Amazon banner, and then get whatever you want. Thank you guys so much. Take care and have a great week.